changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We are continuing our conversation about dropping stress and gaining focus, and we're down to me actually teaching you some practices for you to add into your life. And I think the timing could not be better for this. I started back, I was practicing TM, Transcendental Meditation, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And for reasons which are nothing really other than excuses, I stopped over time and started doing other forms of meditation. And I just decided about a week and a half ago to give it a try again. And the key with TM is to do it every day, twice a day. You think it's difficult to get yourself to meditate once? Try doing it twice a day. And I started, and I have not missed a day doing it yet. And I was talking to my friend Brian, and he said, I sense just a greater depth of peace about you. And this was only a few days after I started doing it. And he could tell. The takeaway with this is that I'm going to share with you some things, and it's up to you to develop a regular practice of some sort of mindfulness. Mindfulness lowers blood pressure. Mindfulness increases that gap between action and reaction. Mindfulness is the only way to truly enjoy life, because the ego wants to drag our lives into the future or drag our lives into the past. Joy and happiness are only found in the present. Yesterday, we did a mindfulness exercise called Skipping Stone. And if you missed that, go back. You need to bookmark that. That should be something you can listen to every day. When I actually learned that meditation, I recorded it onto the voice memo of my phone so that I could hear my own voice do it. And if I do say so myself, I think I do a pretty good job narrating meditations. I've been doing it for decades. So bookmark that. Go back and pray. If that's your practice, if you liked that, it's only, what was it, 10 minutes, 15 minutes tops? Go back and bookmark that. Listen to it every day, every day, every day, every day. And your ego's going to say, skip today, skip today, skip today. And you're going to say, no way, no way, no way. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Now, we're going to talk about Zazen and walking Zen. Sitting Zen is also known as Zazen. It literally means sitting Zen. One of the mindfulness practices that I shared with you in a previous jumpstart is where you go around the room and you label everything that you see. For example, black camera, blue lights on the camera, black screen, black base, silver frame on the computer, black desk, gold clock, blue wall, white ceiling. You see, by naming everything that's present, you're keeping your mind so busy that you don't give it time to go somewhere else. In Zazen, which is sitting Zen, you do the exact opposite of naming everything. You're there with it. You scan the room looking at everything, but you don't give a label or a judgment or a question to anything. You simply are present to what is present. I have taught this live before. I taught it at a resort in the Saguaro National Forest to a bunch of school superintendents. And it was a beautiful winter day. It was certainly warm enough to go outside. And I got everybody to go outside. And we practiced both Zazen and walking Zen. And I realized it was a difficult concept to explain. Everybody thinks they've got it. And often people struggle with it. So let me see if I can explain it one more time. I'm sure you're sitting there going, yeah, got it. And we're going to actually do it, which will be a bit odd, I know, for a podcast. So again, this is not something, well, actually you can do this while you're driving. I do this while I'm driving. So you want to be conscious and aware of what you're doing. So the idea is, so now I'm sitting in the same room, and instead of identifying everything, my gaze moves softly and silently around the room. Not that a gaze would make noise anyway, but there's no noise in my head. I'm not reading the post-it notes that are in front of me. I'm not reading the things that are on the desk and desktop in front of me. I am not deciding why I have that post-it note pointing at the camera to remind me to look at the camera, and et cetera, et cetera. There is no judgment. There is no thought. There is simply being. This is called Zazen, or sitting Zen. Now, I want to give you a great, I think, great piece of advice that I do when I do this. With sitting Zen, with Zazen, which Zen just means there, it just means here, it just means now, it just means the present, it just means being, right? When you're doing Zazen, your mind is going to scamper around all the time, just like the dog in the movie Up, squirrel, you know? It's going to have shiny object syndrome. It's going to go in a variety of different directions. Thoughts are going to come through your mind, blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, I think of thoughts like a train, all right? It's okay to let the train pass through your mind, but don't jump on the train. And that's what we do. We jump on the train. We all do. So once your mind has jumped on the train and you've followed the train and you've forgotten to simply be present to where you are, this is the piece of advice I want to give you. Go back to being simply present rather than thinking about whatever you were thinking about, and say the words, welcome back, in your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's a way of acknowledging that you've been drifting. And it's also a way of grounding yourself back. And it's also a mindfulness exercise, because you start to notice how many times you're saying, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And just like with changing your bracelet, if you're saying welcome back a lot, there's not something wrong with you. You're normal. You're normal. That's the way people are. And just like with all mindfulness, what we need to remember is that if I'm trying to, I'm going to use my phone to simulate a barbell here, okay? A dumbbell. If I'm lifting a dumbbell, right? Okay. The strength comes not in holding it here. The strength comes from it getting away and me bringing it back, from it getting away and me bringing it back. Your mental acuity is developed. Your focus is developed. Your ability to focus, the most important thing we can do to keep our focus and not to drift, does not come from holding one perfect thought and being there for 15, 20 minutes. No, it comes from bringing it back, bringing it back, bringing it back. During the years that I did practice TM on a regular basis, my wife and I did it together every single day, twice a day. And she told me, and I was surprised she said this, because I thought, wow, I have noticed the same thing. The first 10 minutes of the 20-minute TM meditation is bringing it back, 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 until ultimately it begins to stay for a little bit of time. It begins to stay. And that's what we want to go for. So sitting Zen, Zazen, is simply being present. I'm sure you can hear, I've got the window. I do have the window open here in my studio, and you can probably hear the cars going by. So you can focus on that noise. You can simply be present to that noise. And when you're driving, you can be present and mindful of all of your surroundings. But being mindful doesn't mean taking them all in at the same time. It's quite the opposite. It's scanning everything. It's just being present to the car in front of you. It's present to the feel of the steering wheel. It's present. It's present. It's just being present. And when your mind drifts, bringing it back, because that's where the power is. So we're going to take just a few seconds and do this, all right? And here we go. Now, my mind immediately wanted to go to, is this a dumb idea? Should you be doing this on a live thing? Should you, maybe the editor should cut all this out. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Simply being present. It's like discovering a muscle you didn't even know you had. And so first you have to discover it, and then you have to begin to use it. One of the things that I have not covered in these jump starts yet that I think is so important about meditation, about mindfulness, is that the purpose of meditation and mindfulness is to bore your mind, not bore into. It is to bore your mind. It's to make your mind bored, because the mind abhors being bored. The mind does not like being bored. And if you can force yourself to simply be bored by focusing on just the present, don't think about what you got to do in 10 minutes, 5 minutes ago. Don't think about anything, just being present to everything. And don't say to yourself, I need to change the bulb up there. Or the clock is running 10 seconds slow. Whatever. None of that exists. You simply observe. You are an observer. You observe. We talked about the tricorder in Star Trek, the original Star Trek. The tricorder did three things. It observed data, it collected data, and it analyzed data. And what you want to do is don't be a tricorder. You don't want to analyze the data when you are doing this kind of mindfulness, when you are practicing Zen. You simply want to be present to it. No analyzing. And the other type of Zen is what is called walking Zen. And I love to teach this to people. This can be done while you're walking your dog in the mornings. It can be done. This is the one that I did with all the school superintendents. There was like this big outdoor area with beautiful green grass in the Saguaro National Forest. And I got all these principals, school superintendents rather, to take off their shoes and practice walking Zen. Now, walking Zen is the same thing. You go over and you look at the bushes and you observe the butterflies, but you don't say, that is a monarch. What are they doing here this time of year? That is a beautiful bush. That is a red flower. Why in the world? Well, I wonder what kind it is. You don't do any of that. You simply observe. You're like a camera observing. And I got them to do this, and it was so much fun because they only did it for, I don't know, 10 minutes. You'd be surprised. And when they came back from their break, they put their shoes back on, then they took a 15-minute break, and then they came back. You know what I noticed? All of them walked more gently. They were more present in their bodies. They were calmer. They were more resting. They were more present. It's the only way. They had less stress and more focus. That's what we're going for. So this is the simplest thing to learn. The thing is getting that practice, getting yourself to do it every day, saying that every day when I walk to my car for any purpose, I'm going to be practicing walking Zen. For me, it would be walking out the door here, closing the door, locking the door. It would be shutting the hurricane door, walking down the corridor, getting on the elevator and never saying to myself, I wonder if I brought my keys. I hope I'm on time. Did I remember everything I need to take to the UPS store? None of that. I simply have to be with what is. And that means even being with things you don't like sometimes. Noises, sounds. The other day, I was practicing this. Get this. And someone with just really, really like needs to see a doctor body odor had just gotten off the elevator. I could tell. And I got on and it was one of those things where I was like, oh, this is going to stick to my clothes, my nostrils. And I just decided to get right off the elevator. I didn't go and walk down the stairs. I didn't go into, oh, how dare they? Oh, judge. I simply accepted the reality of the moment. And in fact, in that second, I said, this will be, you know, the doors open and close all the time. That'll dissipate in no time. So today I want to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you to practice either Zazen, which is sitting Zen, which means just being, observing. I often think of it as like that first 2 minutes in a movie, you know, when you sit down and then the movie starts and you're watching, and unless you can really tell, you know how they're setting kind of the scene, they're showing the city or the house where things are going to happen or the sunrise or whatever, and you're getting that. That is a time to get into the movie. That's done intentionally. It's a way of making you just observe. So try that with what's going on in your room. You can do it the second this jump start is over after you listen to the song of the day. The other thing you can do is decide now that you're going to practice walking Zen when you walk to your car, when you walk your dog or whatever. And the thing is, though, with walking Zen, don't carry your phone, don't listen to anything. And when your mind drifts, not if, when, say, welcome back. That's grounding for you, all right? Today, that's your challenge. Practice either Zazen, which is sitting Zen, or walking Zen.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.